This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how's the president feeling? How's he doing? So far, so good. Sounds like his symptoms have almost completely resolved. Voice is a little less deep, a little less hoarse. Still has some runny nose. Has not needed to go on oxygen. His oxygen saturation, we're being told, is excellent on room air. This is day four after his diagnosis. Day four of being on Paxlovid. Day five of, I believe, having symptoms. Remember, he tested negative on Tuesday, then had some, I think, headache or fatigue Wednesday night. Thursday morning, I believe he started to have some runny nose, and then they tested him for COVID on Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, today he would be going into day five, even though technically he was probably ill Wednesday night. Most likely he was exposed a few days prior. So his symptoms, luckily, thank the Lord, are almost completely resolved. According to White House physician Kevin O'Connor, the president, Dr. O'Connor, said still has some residual nasal congestion and minimal hoarseness, but does not require any oxygen. That's fantastic. And his lungs remain clear. He's going to finish off the Paxlovid. I think he has another day and a half left. And the president will continue to isolate. And it's specifically, they say, conscientious to protect any staff while duties require any proximity to him. And he's distancing at 6 feet. Okay, well, yeah, the 6 feet is if you don't know. Once you know, I would kind of stay out of the room, but I get it. He has been in meetings virtually. He did not go back home to Delaware for his weekend trip. And some people ask, why does he keep going back to Delaware? Does he get treatments there? Does he? I don't know. He likes Delaware. He likes his home. It's, you know, I get it. But it is. It does seem like he leaves the White House a lot. That is interesting. I want to look into that. But according to Dr. O'Connor, and this is letter was dated today, his symptoms are now almost completely resolved. When questioned, he only notes some residual nasal congestion and minimal hoarseness. Pulse, blood pressure, respiratory rate, temperature remain normal. Oxygen sat normal, lungs clear, is tolerating the medication well, is on low-dose aspirin because he had to be taken off his blood thinner, is also off his cholesterol medication because it can interfere with the Paxlovid. And they say the president is responding to therapy as expected. They believe it's the BA5 variant. And he's going to continue to isolate. I don't think we have that result back yet. The BA5 variant is the fifth variant of the year from COVID. We had Omicron December to February, BA1. Then we had the BA2, the BA2.121, BA2.122, although we didn't see much of the 2.122. Then we had the BA4, BA5. BA3, I think, came about, and maybe now it's starting to surface in some areas, but nobody's really making a big deal about it. So this is fantastic. This is wonderful. But I hope the Biden administration and public officials will kind of learn from this. And I hope they'll stop pushing the mandates. You have a lot of differing point of views on why Biden is doing so well, knock on wood, with COVID. Right. Some say it's, it's a milder strain. He's on Paxlovid. It's been around. Our bodies are so now used to COVID after 3 years that we build up immunity. Others say it was the vaccine. He's fully vaccinated and fully boosted. So it's the vaccine. So I'm mixed. I think it's both. I think it's a combination of everything. And I'm going to give credit, where credit's due to all of it. But I think Biden getting COVID if it really needed to take the president getting it. Even now, I think Senator Manchin has it, and didn't Nancy Pelosi have it? But I think the proof is out there that if somebody is vaccinated, they can still get COVID, and they could still spread it. So the idea behind mandates, and trust me, that's going to come back again if they ever feel like, you know, when the new vaccine comes. If the concept behind mandates is you have to get it so you don't carry it and spread it, if that's their reasoning behind mandating it, that it's already debunked. Okay? Vaccinated, boosted people are running around spreading COVID just like anybody else. And one study said it appeared to be the same amount, same viral load. I wouldn't be surprised if it was a little less, but still, you could still spread the virus. And remember, we aren't sure if COVID is quantitative or qualitative, meaning does it take just one COVID virus to make you ill, or does it really matter on how much of, do you really need a lot to make you ill? Because it's so infectious, I think it's qualitative, where it's just, if you're exposed at all to even one little sucker, that's enough. So, and I think it also shows that the Biden administration, that our vaccines, right, need to be updated. When the president gets sick with COVID and has to be, you know, changing around what he does and canceling things because, you know, he's vaccinated, double boosted, and still gets sick, maybe the Biden administration needs to wake up going, okay, you know what, I know we still have stockpiles of the old vaccine, let's start now making the new vaccine. And I know they're in the process of it, but it's taken way too long. We should have already been working on the new vaccine once we saw the new variants. So when we started to pass out in the end of December 2020, early January 2021, the vaccines, then we should have already at that time said, well, let's look at Delta. You know, let's look at, I think we had the beta strain, and then we were starting to get Delta. That's when we should have already started to do these very common spike proteins. So hopefully, you know, the Biden administration has learned something from this. I don't wish anybody getting COVID. I wish Biden a very speedy recovery. But a lot of the BS that they were spewing has now been debunked. All right, so stop it. Now, and let's get the new vaccine. Let's also make sure people have access to Paxlovid. All right, and let's move forward from this thing, learn to live with it, and let's get ready for the next big, weird epidemic that could hit us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So we keep calling this virus monkeypox, monkeypox, monkeypox. And the World Health Organization has said we really need to change the name. You know, we see it in other animals besides monkeys. And I've also been a fan and been asking us to change the name, especially because I think the virus is not typical monkeypox. I think this virus is different. So with monkeypox, it was discovered, I think, 1958 in a monkey. First human cases discovered in the 70s. It was spread, according to the CDC, by respiratory droplet, also skin-on-skin contact, or being bit or scratched by an infected animal. You would start getting a rash that would start from the face and go down. You could have a fever, lymph node swelling, feel bad, and we had outbreaks throughout Africa, Central Western Africa, you know, little outbreaks over the years, and some fatal, and it just kind of stayed there. We had a little bit of an outbreak in America when prairie dogs were infected with them. Not sure why prairie dogs, but apparently multiple animals can. In fact, if I could give you the list of animals, oh man, hold on a second. Some of the animals I believe are squirrels, rodents, and like I said, prairie dogs, I don't have a whole list of them. So, we had a little bit of an outbreak, and a few years back, multiple states had said they had it, but that it ended there. This is a little different. The World Health Organization has now announced a global health emergency, as they have thousands of cases reported. In America, as of Friday, we were at 2,891. We don't have the updated numbers, expected to be over 3,000. But we've had over 3,000 cases in America. Two children were being told, Rochelle Walensky, in an interview, had been talking about something different, but she brought up, oh yeah, we do have two kids. They're well. They're fine. One was a California toddler. The other was from out of the country that was passing through Washington, D.C. And both of them had a quote-unquote association with the male gay community. Men who have sex with men, she said. So these two children, we don't really have a lot of details, but from what we understand, they're doing fine. Rochelle Walensky said one was the toddler, one was the infant. Both children's cases have been traced back to individuals, within the gay community. Both are doing well. And the monkeypox case count as of Friday was 2,891, well over 3,000 now. So these monkeypox cases seem to be predominantly in the men who have sex with men category. There has been 8 cisgender women infected with COVID, from what we understand, 2 children. But we're being told, and I still think the numbers are underreported, the majority of the cases are in men who have sex with men. All right, that does not fit what monkeypox does. In fact, the CDC is now changing, you know, its mode of transmission from, well, it could be sexually, you know, from sexual activity. Nobody's necessarily calling it an STD, but skin-on-skin contact. But still, that doesn't explain, you know, it still leaves a lot of questions. And we're almost redefining monkeypox because of this outbreak, and I'm just wondering if it's a different variant. Another thing that's interesting is the rash is supposed to start on the face and go down. We're being told there's new symptoms. Sometimes you don't even get a rash. Or you'll get a rash in the genital area or in the rectal area. So you might not see it. Well, you're supposed to have an all-over body rash from it. That's interesting. Another thing we're being told is some of the rashes are not necessarily the pox, which are the fluid-filled blisters, but some of them look like craters, look like ulcerations. So if we have a different look to the rash, if we have a different rash distribution, if we have a different symptom onset, and we might be looking at a different virus, and I think we should temporarily call it like Orthopox 2.0. Yes, it might be, you know, related to the monkeypox family, but they're already trying to figure out what to call it because they don't want to use the term monkeypox because of West Africa and how we're not really seeing a lot of it in monkeys lately. But it's, you know, we're about to now say monkeypox is an STD. And maybe it always has been. I mean, maybe it always has been. But I still find it very, very odd that this would only be very predominant in the male gay community. There's something we're missing here. Because heterosexuals have sex. Men who have sex with men may also have sex with women if they're bisexual. There's, people hug and kiss and if monkeypox, the one we knew of from the 50s and saw in the 70s, was spread by respiratory droplet and people-to-people transmission and touching, I mean, my gay friends, I touch and I hug and I kiss all the time. why aren't I getting monkeypox? So, you know, now the World Health Organization and other experts are starting to look at, well, maybe it's an STD. But it wasn't considered an STD all these years. And trust me, you know, in the 70s and 80s, we knew about STDs. Okay, I mean, you know, but most of our STD advancements and knowledge of it came after the 1960s. So we knew about, if, trust me, if there was a new illness that came out and was spreading in certain countries and we thought it was STD, we would have named it such. So, you know, people are really confused as to what the heck is going on with this virus, and we keep calling it monkeypox, and maybe we shouldn't. Since May, more than 16,000 cases of monkeypox have been identified across more than 60 countries. And that's another interesting thing. You have two kids, an infant and a toddler, that now have been exposed to monkeypox. That starts to normalize the previous monkeypox, where, well, if you're living with somebody and you're hugging somebody or you're kissing somebody who could have it, you could get it. But a lot of gay men have kids, are near kids. Why only two? I think we're having, there's some misstep, and I can't put my finger on it. Either we're having a huge underreporting, we're having a very confused sort of profiling of who exactly is getting this and who's not. I think we have a lot of people that might have it that do not want to come forward. You know, and so maybe we have a lot more numbers than we know. And I also think we're probably dealing with a partially different virus. It might be in the monkeypox family. It's also fascinating to me that our smallpox vaccine works. We could use our smallpox vaccines and kind of medication treatments for monkeypox. That's fantastic. But this is not fitting the typical mold. And the one thing I learned with COVID, and I've learned with anything in my life, is if something doesn't sound right, it's not. And I've gone through most of my life going, oh, you know what, we'll all figure it out. You know, there's bigger fish to fry, there's other things to figure out. If something just doesn't fit, whatever. I'm now learning, no. If something just doesn't seem right, I mean, we're actually changing the CDC's website on how monkeypox is spread and that's, I mean, the CDC is kind of the go-to, you know, for all. Are we sure that this is the exact same monkeypox from 1958? Are we sure? You know, I mean, should we call this monkeypox 2? Although, we need to get rid of the whole monkeypox name. But so that's why I say let's call it orthopox 2.0. And because it's a part of the Orthopox Viridae family, and we might need to also, the Orthopox virus genus, it's in the family Pox Viridae. So, you know, genus and species were Homo sapiens, Felis, feline domesticus, the genus is the first name, the second is, so, I mean, with monkeypox, that's just kind of the general term they're calling it, but it's in the orthopox genus. So, you know, like, let me come up with another example. Well, anyway, the other thing, too, is I think we need to really get our acts together and figure this out, because if kids are starting to get infected by it, you know, and we're like, well, it's an STD, we're going to get really, really confused. So, all scientists, all hands on deck. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of market. markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is recovering nicely from COVID. That's according to Biden's physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, who says the president's symptoms have now almost completely resolved. Biden completed his fourth day of the antiviral treatment Paxlovid on Sunday. This, as Dr. Vin Gupta tells MSNBC, we're at a critical point when it comes to COVID as cases continue to climb.
Cold flu season, sort of shockingly, is not that far off. And the question here is, are we ready? Really, the key point here, BA5, one of the big differences between this variant, Jonathan, and the prior variants, is that the vaccines, even against serious illness, are not as effective.
Frank James, a man accused of shooting 10 people in the New York City subway system, is expected back in court on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Houston Texans John Metchie III, he was, I believe, the 44th overall pick in the second round of the 2022 NFL Draft, rookie, is not going to be able to play his rookie season with the Houston Texans because the 22-year-old has cancer. A curable form, but cancer nonetheless. So the Alabama Crimson Tide wide receiver that now is with the Texans has been diagnosed with acute promyelocytic leukemia. This is a rarer type of acute myelogenous leukemia, but fortunately, it's a lot easier to treat. A statement on Twitter from the Houston Texans came from John Metchie III, saying, recently I was diagnosed with APL, acute promyelocytic leukemia. the most curable form of leukemia. I am currently receiving great medical care. I'm in good spirits, he says, and I expect to make a recovery at a later point in time. As a result of this diagnosis, I will likely not be playing football this season. My main focus will be on my health and recovery. Thank you in advance for your support and well wishes. I cannot wait to come back stronger than ever. God bless. We wish you well, John. This is obviously a very tough ride, you know, but luckily prognosis is much better now these days. So APL is where the promyelocytes, which are immature white blood cells, accumulate in the bone marrow. It's a subtype of AML, acute myelogenous leukemia, where a myeloid cell, like a macrophage or monocyte or platelet, you know, it could be a variety of cells, with those giving rise to red blood cells, become cancerous, accumulate, overgrow. APL comprises about 10 to 15% of all adult AML cases, so it is a rare subtype. AML, though, is the most common type of leukemia in adults. Now, there's also ALL. ALL is acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or lymphocytic leukemia, is the most common type of leukemia in kids, can be found in adults and children. The acute lymphoblastic or lymphocytic leukemia occurs when you have an immature white blood cell, like a T or B lymphocyte, created in the bone marrow to combat infection. That abnormally accumulates and becomes cancerous. In any of these, APL, AML, ALL, overcrowding of the blood cells prevents new blood cells from being formed properly, can cause symptoms of frequent infection, shortness of breath, fatigue, pain, easy bleeding and bruising, and swollen lymph nodes. Now, the prognosis of APL has improved with advancements. Now, according to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, this cancer is today considered to be the most curable subtype of AML in adults. Complete remission rates of 90% and cure rates of approximately 80% and even higher among low-risk patients. So he's 22 years old. How people get them, it's still a mystery. My uncle died at the age of 13 when my mom was a little girl of leukemia back in the 50s. They thought at the time it might have been the radiation from the nuclear testing that was done nearby in the Vegas area in the desert. They were in Phoenix at the time. Maybe the cows, the milk. The cows picked up the radiation and he got it from the milk. I don't know. So because it wasn't, you know, no, it wasn't genetic, but, you know, sadly, just things sometimes happen and go rogue. So Godspeed, John Menchie III. We hope you get better. Godfather star James Caan, his death certificate has been released. As you know, Academy Award winner James Edmund Caan had passed away on July 6th at the age of 82. Officials reported at the time there was no distinct cause of death, but we thought it might be heart-related. Now, officially, it does list myocardial infarction and coronary artery disease as the causes of death. Apparently, he had a heart attack and died within 5 hours. He was at the Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. He did have some contributing illnesses like chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, congestive heart failure. He's been laid to rest at Eden Memorial Park. That's where a lot of movie stars are. Sonny Corleone. He was also in Brian's Song, Rollerball, Misery. And then a lot of young people know who he is because of Elf. He played the father in Elf. So, I love that you have these stars that are multi-generational where I could talk to my kids about it. Like, my kids know about, you know, Tom Cruise. They know about, James Caan. They know a lot of, these iconic actors that I grew up with. Bruce Willis. They love Bruce Willis. Rocky, you know, Sylvester Stallone. I mean, you know, they're very, But it does help when there's a more youthful movie and then they star in it. Elf was hilarious, by the way. But James Caan, a fantastic actor. His son, we've seen a lot. I forget his name. Still last name Caan, but we've seen him in the Ocean's 11 series, and he's a fantastic actor as well. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you asked if a robot did my surgery when I had my hysterectomy in November. And no, my doctor used her own two hands, And robotic surgery is growing, and it actually minimizes a lot of complications, pain, operative time. But I love that my doctor was old school. I think she did a fantastic job, because I've been operated by a robot, and my hernia surgery was done by a robot. And a lot of arms and all that, and it is cool, but just every now and then I kind of worry that, what if I can't trust a robot? Well, apparently a chess playing robot fractured the finger of a 7-year-old boy it was playing against during a tournament in Moscow last week. So the boy had made a move, and I think the boy's boy was white instead of black in terms of the player pieces, and the robot just starts to grab his finger and actually breaks it. President of the Moscow Chess Federation told the Russian state news agency TASS the robot broke the child's finger. This is, of course, bad. That's what Sergei Lazarov said. Yeah, you think? The video of the incident happened, we see, from the Moscow Chess Open competition July 19th. It went viral on social media, and it shows the machine reaching for and grabbing the boy's chess pieces, quickly discarding it, before the robot's arm retracted like it was supposed to. Then the boy went to make his move, pushed one of his rooks into the same place as the recently removed piece. The robot must have thought that it was its error and immediately grabbed that finger. Then the claws would not release for a while. People had to come in and help. Then it descended back towards the board, so the robot held the finger in place for 15 seconds. Bystanders were able to pry open the claws and release the boy. Man, that boy's not going to want to play chess. The boy made the move after that. It was necessary to give time for the robot's response, but the boy hurried and the robot grabbed him. So Lazarov said it was the boy's speed that triggered it. And see, that's the problem with these. It's like, if everything is in a vacuum and goes perfectly to plan, these robots could work. But you just do something, and it's a 7-year-old boy. He was really excited to see a move. Not good. So I think he's recovered. I don't know, you know, too much about, you know, what happened to his finger. But, you know, he is right-handed, so obviously it was on his dominant hand. But, you know, we are starting to use robots and, you know, using them for food preparation. We're going to use them to replace employees in a lot of industries as labor costs are rising and, you know, issues with, you know, labor and, you know, lawsuits and things like that are going to, you know, push employers to have a robot that won't come in late, won't leave early, won't take multiple breaks, won't be on their cell phone, won't ask for time off, you know, won't spread COVID if they're sick, won't sue them if, you know, a worker smacks it on the butt, you know, those kinds of things. So, but keep in mind that robots do have their faults sometimes. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you asked about some of the red flags in online dating. You're new to dating. You know I wrote a book on this and wanted me to just briefly talk about some of the tips that we have. And I did write a book. I actually wrote a book with my mom. because she had fallen into some of these traps that were, and luckily, you know, we identified them and got her out of what could have been an absolute disaster. But, you know, online dating is very treacherous at times. It could also be fantastic. We've had friends that have found their lovers online, and they now are happily married with kids and all that, but sadly, there are some creeps. And mind you, there were creeps even before online dating. You know, you go to a bar, you meet somebody, you thought they were amazing, and then, you know, so I think the percentage of creeps are still out there. But the, you have a, where online dating poses some, or can enhance some of your vulnerabilities, is you might start to bond online before you get that one-on-one meet. See, most of us, our spidey sense can kick in right away when we see somebody. But if you start to develop a relationship online and then you start to nurture it, you start to become less objective. So I personally feel there can be more danger now online. Keep in mind there are always creeps. So, before I talk about some of the tips, for any of you guys interested, ladies, anybody interested in, seeing something like that more firsthand or a visual of that, if you don't want to take the book, my book is called Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. But the, I've been watching this show, I just started watching this, called Bad John. Is it called Bad John? I think so. Let me see. Let me just double check. Hold on a second. It has Eric Bana in it. He's the executive producer. No, I don't think it's. Hold on a second. Eric Bana. I got to look it up because I want to talk about this. Hold on a second. Dirty John. I'm sorry. Dirty John. Okay. I've only seen a few episodes. Cut me some slack. I don't remember the title. So Dirty John is roughly about, and I think it actually takes on a true story. And you see that, and this isn't a spoiler. This isn't any spoiler because you know when you go into this that it's Dirty John. So you already know, you know, he's a bad guy. But you see how they prey upon the online dating and the meeting somebody. And it's a woman who's been divorced, appears to be in her 50s, wanting to look for love. He's a good-looking guy. And you see this time and time again. I can't say as a physician how many times my patients got caught up. You know, they'd come in going, oh, yeah, you know, I need birth control or I need, you know, and I'm like, because they'd be in their 40s and still menstruating and things like that. And I'm like, oh, you're dating somebody new. Oh, yeah, I met him and blah, blah, blah. You know, what's he like? What's he, you know, well, I'm going to meet him for the first time. And, you know, we've been, you know, connecting for weeks online. So, you know, I actually helped his daughter with some of her college expenses. We've really gotten close. So my guess is, you know, when we see him, we're going to say, oh, whoa, money? You gave money? If at all you meet somebody online and within weeks they're asking you for money, nobody should be asking you for money. Nobody should be asking you for money until you guys are married. Honestly. Now, I get, sometimes I might, you know, not have, cash to tip. You know, I'm like, okay, I got my credit card, I'll cover dinner, can you handle the tip? I mean, I will always offer something. But for the most part, there should be no reason anybody should be asking you for money. If they start to not want to talk about themselves, they're like, no, enough about me, about you, and you realize you really know nothing about them. You haven't seen their home. You haven't met their family. You know, when they say, I love you right away. Okay, this is something that, you know, happened to my mom. He was very romantic, started saying he loves her. And I'm like, no. First of all, no dude, okay, even likes to use the term I love you. I mean, they'll do it when they have to. But that's not something they're going to be really, really forthcoming. You know, unless, of course, you know, they're, you know, they're with you and you, you know, you want to go to bed and things like that. But I, you know, over the phone that you've never met already say they love you. And listen, I love my mom, but, you know, the women in our family, we're not that lovable. And I'm like, I mean, even with your best grammar and diction and not dangling any participles, I don't really see how he could be in love with you through text. Something's not right. And you know, we looked him up. Look them up. Find out what their job is. Find out what if they're a contractor, if they're, you know, in the medical field or whatever. Most of the time, there's a database. You can't find them. Yeah. When their answers are very vague, it's an issue. Now, some people talk a lot about their ex. And people are kind of concerned, you know, whenever you see these shows about dating, they'll be always talking about their ex. Oh, my ex is this, my ex is this, my ex is this. All right, not a good thing to talk about on a first date. I get that some people might want to convey that they've been divorced, that they do have an ex, want to get it out there. But if they continue to harp on it or it continues to be an issue, that may continue to be an issue. Maybe they're not over them. Maybe that ex is still a part of their lives. Maybe there's a threat. I don't know, but you know, the, you know, just when you kind of see that, just, yeah, I don't know. There's multiple other things that you need to be careful of, and that's why I say if you ever do meet somebody, meet them for coffee in a very highly public area for lunch. You know, do not... You know, do not do like a night, very romantic, you know, after an online thing. I mean, coffee can be a very romantic, you know, you can, you know, you can, it takes the edge off. And I know a lot of us go, but we look better at night. I know I do. I look better when there's no lights on, okay? I get that. I get that. But again, they have to see you during the day. And I know it's hotter and you think you're going to be sweaty and, you know, I just figure it out, make it work, wear some extra deodorant. But there, you know, there are people out there that are really looking for love, you know, and I know it's hard because, you know, some of them don't have Facebook like you do. They don't have Twitter, so you can't follow, you know. When you have somebody that says, I just moved here, that's a lot of, that's kind of, you know, and I get it. You know, if you just moved here, aren't you establishing your job? Establishing your home, making friends, you know, yeah, you might be looking for love the second you, you know, but most middle-aged person, there's some other things going on, you know, you know, how soon did you just move here? I mean, if it's been months, that's one thing, but if I moved here a week ago, it's just a little odd, you know? When they take a picture of themselves, like, shirtless, I get a little concerned about that. I just do. I just think a shirtless profile pic is not the way to go. If they're very negative, you know? If they, let's say in their Tinder account or whatever, they're like, okay, you know, those of you that are this, this, and this need not apply. That means they're already being choosy and picky. I don't know. So... 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.